And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops. Wherever you happen to be listening to us around the country, across the globe, we welcome you to another great interview with a military serviceman over in Afghanistan. We've got the St. Petersburg, Florida's own Sergeant Sean Harriman, and I have reason to believe you might be wearing green today, Sergeant Harriman.
Yeah, you would probably have good reason to believe that.
Okay, well, first of all, Sarge, give us a shout-out to everybody and anybody that might be listening, and I know we're right here in your backyard in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Jessica, who's visiting Florida right now, and I'd like to say hi to my mom, my brother, my sister. I love you guys. I miss you guys, and I can't wait to come home and see you.
And that leads me to my next question. Of course, you're over in Camp Marmal. In Afghanistan, you're with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. Your home base in the States is Fort Hood, Texas. But when was the last time you had your boots on the ground in Florida, Sergeant?
It's been over a year now, probably a year and a half, maybe.
Okay, and when you get back to Fort Hood, when you get back stateside, you're coming back to Florida, right?
Yeah, I wish I could say yes, but no, probably not.
All right, well, you got to stop for a visit at least. You know, the spring training is going strong right now, Grapefruit League and all that. But what is your job? And, folks, we are speaking with Sergeant Sean Harriman, his hometown, St. Petersburg, Florida, over in Camp Marmal, Afghanistan, with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade, Army all the way. Sergeant, what is your job with the military?
I am a public affairs NCO. I'm responsible for all of the stories of the media attention that anyone in Afghanistan kind of gives us. I tell the soldier stories over here so that people back home can kind of see what we're doing.
Now, I do know a lot of the NCOs get out there and literally guide the press corps around and make sure they're safe. Is that something you do also?
Not quite, but it could be. Were I with a different unit, that's something that I could do. But I do my job more for the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade specifically.
All right. And we can read your byline, I'm assuming, probably in, let's see, Armed Forces up on the DOD website, correct?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And again, Harriman, as an Irish Harriman, Sergeant O'Harriman today, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And by the way, contrary to public opinion, today is not the largest beer consumption day in America. However, in Ireland, that's a different case, as you might well expect, right?
Yeah, right.
And folks, we are speaking live to Camp Marmal over in Afghanistan, Sergeant Sean Harriman, from the St. Petersburg, Florida area, currently when he's stateside, stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. Okay, Sergeant, so as a public affairs NCO, how does your job contribute to the overall mission?
Well, if it weren't for myself, the soldiers' families wouldn't know what it was that they were doing, or the stories wouldn't be getting told. If it weren't for myself facilitating the media, then no one would really know what was going on in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were also in Iraq, correct?
Yes.
And you were in Iraq doing something a little different than what you're doing now, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. You are actually an infantryman, I believe, in Iraq, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what is the big difference between Iraq when you were there and Afghanistan today? Is there a difference?
Where I was... And the big difference that I see is that Iraq was it was more civilized. It was more built up. There were buildings. There was more electricity, more amenities. Afghanistan is not quite like that. It's desolate here.
And it's remote. I mean, there's places out there where literally, I would say you probably go back in time 100 to 200 years when you're going from village to village. Am I right?
Oh yeah, that's right. You land in some villages out here, and there are mud huts everywhere. There's no electricity, no running water. It's it's a wonder how people survive out here, actually.
And actually, that kind of goes back to my grandmother's years when she was living in a sod house up in North Dakota, because that's the only thing I can compare it to, and that was back in the 1860s, right after the Civil War. My grandmother came over from Ireland, and my grandfather came over from Scotland, and how those two got together and got married is beyond me. But they got involved in a big land grab up there in the Dakotas and lived there until the Great Depression. And, folks, we are speaking with Sergeant, Army Sergeant Sean Harriman, hometown St. Petersburg, Florida. He's in Camp Marmal, Afghanistan, his home base when he's over here, with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade is in Fort Hood, Texas. All right, well, everybody wants to know, Sergeant Harriman, what is your average day like?
Oh, my goodness. My job doesn't really have an average day. Every day brings something different. One day I could be escorting media around the camp or to one of our more remote locations. Another day I could be facilitating an interview similar to this one. Or yet another day I could be taking photographs of an orphanage or a village and then writing stories about it. It really depends. Day to day, it's completely different.
And the other thing that people ask about, because an army does move on its stomach, is how's the food? How's the chow over there?
Well, as an old grunt, I'm probably not a fair judge of that, because I'll eat just about anything.
But I've been told that some of the local dishes, when people can get it, is pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've been told right. Some of it is pretty good, though it might be coming out a bit quicker later than expected.
Yeah, I got you on that one. And, of course, the fact of the matter is that we do have the mess halls over there with some good old American staples like hamburgers and hot dogs and pizza nights, and I understand they even have fish fries, chicken nights. They kind of mix it around, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. We Sunday night actually is a really big one here. We've got surf and turf, steak and lobster.
Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right, and folks, we are speaking today live with Army Sergeant Sean Harriman, his hometown, St. Petersburg, Florida, calling us live from Camp Marmal in Afghanistan. He's with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. Well, Sergeant, the other question that people ask me is most people join the military, and while they're there, they further their education. Is that something that you're doing?
Actually, it's funny that you asked me that. I just recently signed up for online classes, and I'll be starting on the 22nd here.
Mm-hmm. And you plan to get a degree, do you, or further, or, you know, go far enough to where you might get a degree?
Yes, I do. I eventually plan on earning a master's in English and hopefully teaching high school English.
Well, that's very good. That's a very admirable choice there, because in this day and age, we do need good teachers, and I think a lot of really good teachers would come from the military based on their life experiences, because you'd already have something that the students would be wanting to know about, and that is your background and how you served America, and I think that'd be a great help.
Right. That's one of the big reasons why I joined the military in the first place, because I knew that it was a worthwhile experience, one that anybody would be hard-pressed to pass up.
Very good. Now, Sergeant Harriman, your hobbies, what do you do over there in your spare time, if you have any?
Oh, goodness. Lately it hasn't been too much. I go to the gym, obviously, but the weather's been kind of ugly here. But come summertime, I'll probably be able to play soccer once a week. I do a lot of reading.
Okay, and again, people always want to know, you know, because a lot of our military, they're second and third generation military. What do you have any family background in the military?
My father was actually a Marine, not for very long. He wasn't a very good Marine, and he was in the Navy after that. And my grandfather served in World War II.
Very good. Well, thank you for your family service to our military. My son is currently an active duty Marine. He's got he's got 5 weeks left in country over there in Afghanistan, and then he'll be coming back to the States. It's his third tour over there. He's a brigade commander, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, well, no, I don't.
Yeah, well,
I can
guys,
imagine.
You know, the, especially the Marines, you know, they eat, drink, and sleep. The Marines, God bless each and every one of them. He's a lifer. He's a career guy, and he definitely is keeping the fold going. I was an old paratrooper, 101st Airborne. My dad was in the 82nd and jumped over Normandy. But, Sergeant Harriman, the last question I've saved for you is usually the best one, and it is again, people always want to know when they can send something over there to the troops, what is it that you really want to get from us instead of what you're getting?
No, well, I wouldn't say I would rather get something instead of what we're getting because people back home, that I mean, they really care. I mean, anything that gets sent over here gets put to good use, and just packages. Being sent
how about
packages.
Mail? You know, a lot of these elementary classes adopt soldiers or they adopt units, and they just send you all kinds of stuff. Is that pretty neat to get that?
Yeah, it's really neat. We actually have we have what we call a provider mark here, and it's where we take the bulk of all of those free things that were sent, and we just set up a store. We set up a little store so people could go in and get deodorant or toothpaste or razors when they need it.
Okay.
And
well,
it's
Sergeant Harriman, it's been a pleasure to speaking to you today. Folks, we've been speaking with United States Army Sergeant Sean Harriman from St. Petersburg, Florida, over in Camp Marmal, Afghanistan, with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. And one last time, Sergeant Harriman, say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening.
Well, just to everybody that's listening, keep fighting the good fight. Keep your head up. And if Jessica's listening, I love you.
All right, and hold the line, please, Sergeant Harriman. And, folks, we'll be right back in 90 seconds with more. Don't go anywhere.